With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The South Dakota State Senate is passing a bill along to Governor Kristi Noem that proponents say protects fairness in women's sports. South Dakota will join Mississippi in passing a nearly identical bill. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill died in a Senate committee, was revived on the Senate floor, and passed 20-15 in favor. It mandates that high school and college women's sports are reserved for biological females. Each school will collect written waivers that state every high school and collegiate athlete's age, reproductive biology, and whether they've taken performance-enhancing drugs. Republican State Senator Maggie Sutton is one of the prime sponsors of the bill. She says male athletes are 10-20% better than similarly trained female athletes.
The strength of this bill is its inclusiveness to all who have a desire for competitive fairness.
Democratic State Senator Reynold Nessebe disagrees the bill is about fairness.
To me, it looks an awful lot like bullying. Because the people who are put down, the stranger that we're supposed to welcome in Matthew 25, are trans people.
Opponents say the bill excludes one specific group. Transgender girl athletes. A similar bill has been enjoined in Idaho. Jana Farley is the spokesperson for the ACLU of South Dakota. She says it's disheartening legislators are spending their time on bills like this.
You know, we don't need to have discrimination like this codified into law.
The ACLU says the bill is broad and ill-defined. The group says they're exploring all options. Governor Kristi Noem says she's excited to sign the bill into law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
An effort to halt Governor Noem from merging government agencies that oversee agriculture and the environment has narrowly failed in the Senate. Senate Democratic leader Troy Hinert introduced a resolution that would have stopped the merger of the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Noem has billed the new Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources as a one-stop shop for farmers and ranchers that would save the state about $450,000 by eliminating 5 positions. But Hinert argued that oversight should remain separated, both to protect the environment and best serve farmers and ranchers. The South Dakota Senate wants to decriminalize marijuana for adults over the age of 21. Voters legalized both medical and recreational pot with ballot measures last November. Implementation of the recreational cannabis program is delayed because of legal challenges. Republican State Senator Blake Curd authored the new amendment. The Sioux Falls Republican says the last-minute measure puts a pause on a recreational pot program while the state implements a medical marijuana program.
It allows the will of the people to be said and heard, at least to some degree. But it also gives the Department of Health time to develop the robust medical marijuana treatment program that they have stated to us on numerous occasions that is their desire to do so.
The proposal strips the Class 1 misdemeanor. It also removes the state's possession by ingestion of marijuana. Senators passed the bill with 31 in favor and 4 against. The bill now heads back to the House chamber, where lawmakers can approve the amendments or take it to a conference committee. South Dakota hemp farmers are gearing up for the growing season while lawmakers tinker with a bill that would allow them to plant a crop this year. A key change to the original bill would permit year-round applications to grow rather than a 60-day window. Another amendment lowers the entry barrier of 5 outdoor acres to half an acre and allows for indoor commercial greenhouses. South Dakota Industrial Hemp Association Vice President Derek Doman says dropping the 60-day application limit would provide a boost to the state's launch of the crop. He says he has been working with hemp farmers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and elsewhere to learn about the industry. The Open Fields Bill has been resurrected, amended, and passed in the South Dakota Senate. House Bill 1140 puts restrictions on game, fish, and parks officers entering private land. The Senate Judiciary killed the bill in committee last week, but the full Senate smoked the bill out the next day and voted on an amended version on Monday. Victoria Wicks has been following this legislation for SDPB.
The Open Fields Bill, in its original form, limited game, fish, and parks access to private land without permission of the landowner. The bill also said any evidence gathered and arrests made are invalid if conservation officers didn't abide by the law. The amended version removes the exclusion of evidence and arrests and clarifies that conservation officers can enter private land with a warrant. Senator Gary Kamek speaks in favor of the amended bill before the Senate votes on it. He says tensions between landowners and game, fish, and parks in the past led landowners to completely cut off all recreational access to their property. But he says game, fish, and parks changed its policies more than 10 years ago and repaired those relationships.
This bill codifies how the department has essentially been operating based on the current policy. This policy has been in place for over a decade. The policies can change over time, and to preserve good policies, codifying them makes common sense legislation.
The bill's primary critic has been Senator Art Rush, a retired judge. He speaks against the bill once again, saying that the amendments don't eliminate confusion.
If the department wants to have this in their regulations, in their rules for their employees, nobody has any trouble at all. But once they put this in the law, then what does the judge do where it says the game warden can't enter the property, but he did enter the property, but there's no consequence for it?
Senators passed House Bill 1140 by a vote of 21-14. The bill now goes back to the House for approval of the amendment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.